out, and, you know, just getting a feel of what everything is, how it's about, you know, just the whole nine yards on that. And
what do you think has kind of helped you to be successful during your career, coming from there to now?
You know, I'm confident in my play. You know, I work my butt off every day. We, you know, this place is nothing but a grind. Like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard work and dedication. And if you don't, if you're not willing to work hard, you don't belong here. I think that's really helped me.
Were you always that confident, do you think? Or?
You know, I was in high school, but then when I got here, it's a whole new offense, a whole new everything. Yeah. So it's kind of, I could say I was confident my freshman year in the actual playbook, but
yeah.
Maybe seen from Vandy. I don't know how much film you've watched it, but maybe seen from them early on.
They look good defense. You know, we're gonna definitely have to bring our game.
Nick, obviously, early on in the season, has been critical of pass pro, but it seems like there have been pass pro issues across college football really this season. Is it difficult? You know, if you see a change in the way the offense is going, or what? Why is pass pro so difficult sometimes?
I mean, it's elite athletes going against elite athletes. You know, they're trying to get a sack, and we're trying to protect from a sack. You know, we're trying to give Jalen or whoever the quarterback is time to throw. You know, it's a battle while it's going on.
How much do you think the more dual threat guys like Jalen, like Lamar Jackson, factor into that?
I mean, I like it personally. I mean, it takes some pressure off of me. You know, I'm going to miss a block here and there, and you know, it's great to have a guy like Jalen or anybody that's, you know, can move around, having behind you. You know, they can make you look good.
Does it catch your attention? People kind of have in the past been dismissive of Vandy, but they're 3-0. They just beat a ranked team. Does that kind of get your attention? That there's no chance overlooking those guys when they're in that situation.
Anybody can be beat at any moment, no matter the team. It doesn't matter if you're playing Slippery Rock, like that. It doesn't matter. You know, you have to bring your A game every game.
You look around after a Saturday and you see some games and you say, good gosh, I didn't see that coming. Other teams, not
talking about you. To be honest, I don't really watch much football besides ours. You know, if I'm not playing the game, I'm watching film or something of that nature. I might catch a glimpse of the game, but I never watch it really in depth or in detail unless they're our next opponent.
So. The last couple of years, you guys have had some holdings, some false starts. Seems to be cut down this year. What do you attribute that to?
You know, we've been very disciplined this offseason, trying to limit those penalties. And we used to, when we jump off sides, you have to run a lap. Like that was the preseason, and you know, those laps suck whenever you jump off sides, you run a lap, and then by the time you get back around, it's time to go again. But I think that, you know, that really helped. We're trying to be, that was one of our key things to work on this offseason. I think we did a good job with it, and hopefully to continue that.
How many laps did you have to run?
I had one. I had one lap.
That was all it took?
Yeah, one snap infraction. So.
This is kind of a weird question. Training camp, you guys didn't do 2-a-days like you did in the past. Did you like that or not like that?
I really like the more important thing I like about it was you had the Sundays off. So your body really had some time to recover, and you know, you felt fresh. So it was kind of like a restart. You know, before camp used to be just a constant grind. There was no let off. There was no, you know, backing up. And you know, those Sundays off were huge.
How aware of you, one of the Vandy defensive linemen, there's a viral video going around of them, Alabama next kind of thing on their list. Are you aware of that, some of that kind of stuff? And does that provide any motivation at all?
I mean, we're just trying to go out and play our game. You know, it's like I've said before, it's about us. You know, we have to go play up to our standard, no matter the competition.
Anything else?